Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you and give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, praise team. You may be seated, everyone. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone that's locally here. Good morning, or good afternoon, or whatever, to anyone that may be watching live. We are coming to you right now live from beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, and this is GMI Church. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, like I said, today marks the anniversary of GMI Church 17 years ago, and I am going to share a message with us that is at the heart of the GMI mission. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, this morning. We give you, Lord, the praise. Give you, the Lord, all the glory. And as always, I say, let the entrance of your word shine the light into our hearts and give us understanding. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody says, amen. Praise the Lord. Today's message, let the heavens, skies, and the earth bring forth righteousness and salvation. Amen. That's a message that I want to share with us today. And you know, we're going to do some kind of an old-fashioned prayer meeting here this morning. You know, so let the heavens drop down. Let the skies bring forth righteousness. Let the earth spring forth salvation. Let them bring righteousness together, saith the Lord. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 8. That's where our text is taken from this morning. Isaiah 45 and verse 8. Praise the Lord. All right. Say, drop down, ye heavens. Now, this is the Lord speaking. Drop down, ye heavens, from above. And let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open. And let them bring forth salvation. You know, both, you know, heavens, skies, earth, everything. Let them bring forth salvation. Let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Amen. Now, this is going to happen in the millennium and later on, you know, but, you know, we want to tap into this right now. You know, we can tap into his righteousness. We can tap into his salvation. We can tap into revival. Hallelujah. Now, I'll tell you when we need revival. You and I need revival when we're no longer passionate about the lost. That we need revival. You know, because, you know, one of the things that the Lord charged us with was, go ye into all the world and preach this gospel for a witness. And teach them those things that I have taught you. You know, and as ambassadors of the kingdom of God, we must be doing that. But when we forget that, and that was the reason why GMI Church or the GMI ministries altogether came into view many years ago. But if we forget that and we settle into just playing church, or playing whatever else, then we've missed something significant. Because this is in God's heart. He's even prophesying here, you know. You might say declaring. God doesn't need to prophesy. He's declaring here and commanding. You know, just like in the beginning, When he created the world, he used the word let, which means cause it to come to pass, cause it to happen. Let there be light. Let, you know, the waters be gathered together over here and over here, and let the dry land appear. Let the waters bring forth abundantly. Let the earth bring forth. Let there be light in the skies. Let there be this and let there be that. So, let. It's a very powerful declaration from the Lord. You know, and that's what we are going to do here today. We're going to echo what he said in Isaiah 45 and verse 8. But before we do that, here's another thing that the Lord said to my Lord. The Lord said to the Christ in the book of Isaiah, you know, chapter 49 and verse 6. Here's what the Lord said to the Christ. The Lord God said to the Christ, "It is a light thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel." It's a light thing. In other words, that's a little thing for you to save Israel only. I am going to make you to be a light to the Gentiles as well, that thou mayest bring forth my salvation unto the ends of the earth. Can you say praise the Lord? Now, these things have been in the mind of the Lord forever. Bring forth his salvation and bring forth his righteousness. And we are supposed to be the agents of that change. You know, the agents of the change to bring it. And when it's all said and done, you know, the Lord said, "Look, I've allotted so many years and so many days to bring in everlasting righteousness and to anoint the most holy and to do this and to do that." But before we get there, you know, we're going to have a taste of it. You know, you can claim, you know, if you really put your heart to it, you can claim something from the Lord anytime. You know, I've seen people in the Bible, you know, I saw Peter stand up on the day of Pentecost and say, "This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the last days I pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. And upon my handmaidens and servants in those days will I pour out of my spirit. Young men will see visions, old men will see dreams," and so on. I began to say all these things. Well, that was 2,000 years ago. He was tapping into, you know, a prophecy for the last days. Now, if Peter's time was the last days, then where are we today? You know? So Peter tapped into that prophecy, and we can tap into any prophecies. In fact, in the book of Acts, chapter 3 and verse 19, he's promised, the Lord spoke by the mouth of Peter and said, "There is coming a time of refreshing that shall come from the presence of the Lord." Now, during that time of refreshing, it's going to be revival. It's going to be salvation. That's right. You know, we had some revival fires in the past. Sometime maybe before my time, we had some moving and so forth. You know, in the 70s, they had some moving of the Jesus people. In the 80s and so on, we had movings here and there and so forth. We've had these things, you know. And one more time, the Lord promised, "I will pour out my spirit." Now, let me tell you something, folks. Anytime the Lord promised something, then, you know, enough time passes, people forget. They just forget. And then what the Lord begins to do, you know, anytime, anything that God's going to do, first, he starts with an unction from the throne. You know, it's not anybody that says, "Well, I'm going to do this," and then it happens. No. When the Lord says, "It is time." Hallelujah. When he says it's time, then he begins to stir up some people to pray and to begin to remind God of the things that God already said it is time to do. That's how it works. You know, so now the Spirit of the Lord is saying, "It is time for the heavens to drop down righteousness." For the earth to spring for salvation. Now, we've had sprinkles here and there and so forth. But ladies and gentlemen, and especially you young folks that are in the house today, you listen to me. Because this move of God that's next is on you. All you young people. And if you are younger than me, that means you. Praise the Lord. A lot of people that are younger than me in this church. So that means you. Praise the Lord. And do you know that Jesus, he was in his youth, in his prime, when he did all those things. In fact, we learn from history and some other things that he lived upon this earth in a physical, natural life to be only about 33 years and some change. And a half, maybe, you know. So, all of you who are in those age group, in your teens and 20s and 30s and 40s, there is coming something that the Lord is calling for. Hallelujah. And this is the way that the Lord said. He said, let. And I come here today to echo that word. Hallelujah. You know, when the Lord already said something, then if we get behind it and begin to say it, it's going to come to pass. Amen. So the Lord already said, let the heavens drop down. Now it's a place where heaven and earth are going to meet. And it's in this last revival. Yeah. The heavens will drop down. The skies will pour down righteousness. The earth will open up. Bring forth salvation. Hallelujah. And let my salvation be to the ends of the earth. God's not satisfied with just saving the Jews. Or just saving a few Gentiles. In fact, if you read Revelation chapter 7, the Bible says that as far as the eye could see, hallelujah, there were people that came, even though they came out of great tribulation or whatever, but as far as the eye could see, they were like the sons of the sea. The devil can never have the majority, folks. I got news for the devil. He can never have the majority. It looks like the world is perishing right now, and they are. But I guarantee you, something is on the horizon. And you and I must be the agents of that change. Something that is about, all we got to do is say yes. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pray for the young folks in here today. Because there is something, you are on the edge of something new. Hallelujah. You know, yeah, we've seen this generation doing their thing. You know, we've seen all kinds of things. But I tell you what, you know, there is indeed the handwriting on the wall, but there's two handwritings that I now see. There is an handwriting on the wall that says, mene, mene, tekel, ophazin. Like, you know, judgment is around the corner because the people have forgotten to put God, you know, giving the glory where he belongs. Taking prayer from the schools. We've done all of these things. You know, men marrying men, women marrying women, people marrying dogs, and all kinds of things. The whole thing is like a zoo. And God said, you know, one time he said, look, the report of this Sodom and Gomorrah has come up to here. I'm going to go down there and check it out. And he said, grab a couple of angels. Let's go down there and check it out. And yeah, sure enough, you know, in fact, by the time he got there, it was worse than the report. You know, those alerters and those patrollers, they were bringing a report. Sometimes they always said, all is at well. All is at rest. We've gone to and fro. This time around, they said, no, that place is crooked. That place is wicked. And you know, America needs to repent. And the rest of the world need to repent. That's one handwriting of the wall. But ladies and gentlemen, let me announce that there is yet another handwriting on the wall. Hallelujah. The finger of God is writing again. And he's putting it out there and saying, let the heavens drop down. Let the skies pour down. Let the earth and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. God is writing this writing again. That is in Isaiah 45 and verse 8. And I come here today to echo it and to say, let it be so. Amen. Let is a very powerful declaration, like I said. And when God says it, that's how he said it from the beginning. And he said it again. Hallelujah. Now let me read some things to you here as part of this thing that God is about to do. There was a vision that God allowed Ezekiel to participate in. Yeah. He allowed him to participate in that vision. And I'm going to call that forth even now. But before I do, let me read one more verse to you before I do that. In the book of Amos chapter 5 and verse 4. Amos chapter 5 verse 4. You know, he says, look, thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me and ye shall live. Now, we need to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, there's coming something that's going to make people come alive, though. It's coming. Now, there's seeking, there's one part. We're seeking the Lord, and there's another part, prophetically, that God showed Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 47. Let's read verses 7 to 10. Now, in this lesson of Ezekiel, God caused him to participate in this vision. The vision is the one of the, he being at the banks of the river, stepping in initially, the water being to his ankles, going in 1,000 cubits, coming to his knees, going in 1,000 cubits, coming to his loins, going in 1,000 cubits, coming to his shoulders, going in 1,000 feet, over his head, water that you can't wade in, you have to swim. This is the vision. And now, he said in verse 7, when he was, Lord took him through all of that, the Lord brought him back to the banks of the river. Now, when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were many trees on the one side and on the other side. Then, he said unto him, now the angel of the Lord, he said to him, these waters that you've been through, and you went through stages, and these waters issue out toward the east country, and go down into the desert, and go into the sea, and being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. Amen? Now, in case you don't know what that means, well, let's read the next verse. And it shall come to pass, because those waters, we've had revival waters, and sometimes it's like the channels were stopped. It's like the channels got bitter. It's like one thing or the other happened, But now, he said, these waters are coming forth again. And it shall come to pass, because the waters are now healed, that everything that liveth and which moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. First, seek me, the Lord, and you shall live. Well, we start to live. And then we begin to pray and begin to declare this into, we begin to call forth this to come forth. To come forth. This thing that the Lord promised. The rivers must come. Shall come to pass that those rivers, when they come, they get a place. He said there's going to be a great multitude of fish. Hallelujah. Well, there's going to be a great multitude of fish, ladies and gentlemen, because the waters were healed. And because the waters are coming hither, they shall be healed. And everything that, shall live Everything, wherever the river shall come, there is a river now that shall make glad the streams whereof, getting set to make glad the house of God. The house of God, people think that the house of God is just for believers. Jesus didn't say that. That's not exactly how Jesus said. Jesus said, my house shall be the prayer, house of prayer for all nations. All the people. And then come into the house of the Lord. You know? And Jesus said, that my house may be filled. He said, well, all things are now ready, but there's not enough people in my house. Now go out into the byways, into the hedges, into the highways, and begin to compel them to come in, that my house may be healed, my field. There is something that the Lord is about to do. And ladies and gentlemen, you have lived every moment of your life to be right here, right now. You know, on the day of Pentecost, they were waiting. They didn't know exactly what would happen, but Jesus told them, you know, tarry ye, something is going to happen. And so they were waiting. They didn't know exactly what to expect. Jesus didn't tell them there's going to be cloven tongues of fire. He did tell them you will be endued with power. And so they're waiting. And, you know, as they were waiting, as they were waiting, as they were waiting, God timed it perfectly for the day of Pentecost. And then, when that day was fully come, the heavens opened. The skies dropped down. Hallelujah. And cloven tongues of fire appeared, you know. And it was like righteousness, revival, everywhere. And then people came from everywhere. People came from everywhere. They said, what's going on up there? Praise the Lord. And Peter stood up and said, this is that. Hallelujah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is coming another declaration where we will be able to say, this is that. Now, when you begin to see this now thing that God is going to do, we'll be able to say, this is that, which the Lord spoke in Isaiah 45 and verse 8. Let the heavens drop down. Let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up and let them bring forth salvation. And ye young men, Apostle John said, I've written unto you because you are strong and you overcome the devil. And the people that do know their God, they will be strong. There's something that's coming. It's not for the weak. It's for the strong, you know. But the strong hand of the Lord, he is the one that's going to do it. You know, the Lord waited for the people to be ready. And sometimes they are, sometimes they are not. And it just goes like a yo-yo thing all through the ages. But finally, the Lord said, look, I've waited for someone to fill up the gap. I've waited for my people to make up the hedge. And, you know, what's going on? But, well, so therefore, my hand is going to return salvation unto me. He's now going to do it. Nobody is going to be able to say it was because I did anything. Praise the Lord. But we will do something. We will pray. And we will say yes. But it will be the moving of the Lord. My hand will return salvation unto me. God will gather. Hallelujah. He's going to gather the harvest. That's right. The harvest time, folks. Praise the Lord. It's harvest time. Now, some of you may not see it. Why? Because as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, all kinds of wickedness in the land. As it was in the days of Noah, people marrying, giving in marriage, going to school, chasing after all the burdens that Pharaoh put upon them. You know, Pharaoh, he said, let there be more burdens put upon those people so that they won't have time to serve the Lord. Let them have more bills to pay, more exams to take, put holes in their bags, make sure they have more problems so that they will not have time to serve the Lord. After all of that said and done, the Lord said, it is time. Hallelujah. You know, time no longer, folks. I mean, if you think, some people actually think You know, because of the way things are, people are marrying and giving in marriage and doing all these things. They think that the world will just continue like that. You know, so as it was from the days of the fathers slept asleep and so forth, all things are like that. That's what they think. But as a snare, it's going to come upon all that, but not upon us. It's not coming upon us as a snare. In fact, we are going to be the agents of change. Praise the Lord. Look, John the Baptist, he was an agent of change. Jesus was an agent of change. The disciples, they were agents of change in their time. These were the people that caused things to happen. It's not just going to happen. It will, because God said it is time, but he's going to raise up. Hallelujah. He's going to raise up. And he promised, he said, look, thou shalt raise up the broken ruins, the foundations of many generations. You'll be called the repairer of the bridge, restorer of paths to dwell in. There are some paths of righteousness that must reappear. David said it. Lead me in the paths of righteousness for thy great name's sake. Isaiah 35, he said there is a path, you know. And at the end of the days, he said the ransom of the Lord shall return to that highway. It's coming. There is a highway of righteousness that is returning, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm challenging the young folks today to stand up for Christ. Stand up and be counted in your generation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, and we are the ones upon whom the ends of the world have come. And we're not going to just stand by and just let the floods of unrighteous men, David said the floods of ungodly men, the floods of unrighteous men, you know, seem to overwhelm him. Oh, that was then, but now, there is what is going to overwhelm the world right now is going to be the righteousness and salvation that God will pour out. You say, well, you know, this world is doomed. This world is doomed. I know that. I've been preaching that. But out of all that doom, that's what he said. In the days of those kingdoms where the mystery of iniquity has been reigning down through the ages, in Daniel 2:44, in the days of those kings, which we are right now, the God of heaven shall set up a kingdom that shall not be left to other people, and it shall not, you know, but this kingdom is going to destroy the mystery of iniquity. Going to do it too. And the Lord, the saints of the Most High, in Daniel chapter 7, they're going to rise up, they're going to take the kingdom, and we are the ones that are going to usher in this thing. And it's right here, right now. So, my job today is to remind us that we are right there. We are on the verge of something that many people have been waiting for. And it's about to start. Hallelujah. The wave and tide of it will bring in many souls. Like many fishes will come in, you know. And some people think that, you know, God doesn't have people and all this world is going to be destroyed. Well, maybe so if you don't stand up and teach and tell them. But God's going to make you to be willing in the day of his power. Hallelujah. That's right. That's what's coming now. You know, people reluctantly, up to now, reluctantly share the gospel. You know, you just be reluctant. I mean, the Holy Spirit tell you something, you be reluctant. I don't know why, but now nobody will be able to shut you up. Hallelujah. This is how it was that we experienced it in the 70s. This is how we experienced it in the 80s. Nobody could shut us up. When I was in college, we were the in thing. Hallelujah. Everybody wanted to be like us in our generation. Hallelujah. But they were afraid to join us. But they wanted to be like us. Praise the Lord. We were the people, you know, that proclaimed that Jesus was the one way to God. Hallelujah. They used to call us the Jesus Saves people. Because everywhere we went, we said, Jesus saves. You know. And somebody, one of my classmates used to call me that. Jesus saves. He didn't even know my name. I said, Jesus saves. Many years later, after I left college, I ran into him somewhere on the streets of Lagos. He said, Jesus saves. I said, yeah, of course he does. That's all he remembered about me, was Jesus saves. Don't even remember my name. I said, well, Jesus saves. Has he saved you yet? Praise the Lord. You know, and they would say, my goodness, you know, those people, they are on fire. Hallelujah. Now, what's coming now is not this lukewarm stuff. We've had this lukewarm stuff. We've had it. You know, so look, if God is going to send something down and give me the same lukewarm stuff that we've had for years, I don't want it. We've had it already. Hallelujah. I want some fire. I want the heavens to open up. Let the earth open up. Let the skies drop down righteousness. Let there be some fire. Let the youth of God be fired up. Hallelujah. Let's have some people that can stand up and say, if God be God, then let's know by the one that sends down fire. And he said, well, the God that answered by fire, let him be God. We need that kind of fire. We need that kind of power. We need among the youth, the people that will say, oh King, we don't need to go and discuss it or think about it. We don't need to. We already know we're not going to bow down. You can hit it up 7 times if you want. We will not bow down. Hallelujah. Because our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. And he will deliver us. Hallelujah. And even if he doesn't, we still will not bow. We need some people that are not going to love their lives unto the death, that are ready to stand up for Christ. Thank you, Jesus. You know, at the beginning of this year, the Lord sent me here and I said, you're going to emerge. But it was twofold, ladies and gentlemen. Go back and listen to the message. It was spiritually and also physically. In the natural realm, you will emerge. But in the spiritual, and we are right at the end of the year right now. And I'm coming here to tell you right now that it is at the doors. It's very at the doors. Today, I'm talking about spiritual things. I'm not talking about material things today. That has its place. But today, I'm talking about spiritual things. And I want to pray for the young folks that are in this church. You know, that God will light a fire under you. Oh, my goodness. You know, the reason why God uses young folks is because they got energy. And they got the youth on their side. You know, but I tell you what. You know, I am determined that I'm going to be like one of the young folks. Because Caleb said, look, I'm not even 85 years old yet. Next year, by the grace of God, I'll be 70. So I'm a long ways from 85. But Caleb, he came out and said, look, I guarantee you, I am as strong as I was when I was 40 years old. Hallelujah. So I don't want you young people to think that because we know it is your time, that the rest of us will just pack it in. Oh, no, I'm not packing anything in. Glory to God. I'm like Caleb. I'm going all the way. Praise God. I'm going to tell the devil, you know, I already told the Lord, and I'm going to tell the devil too, you know. Look, I am as strong today, I'm not even 70 years old, as I was when I was in my 20s. And I can still go. Praise the Lord. And when the Spirit of God, he moves upon you, you will go. Amen. Praise God. And God's going to move upon our young people. I want everybody to stand up to our feet here. Praise God. I want somebody, you know, I hear the sound of an army arising. I hear the sound of an army arising. Praise God. And I want the young people, every one of those young people, you know, sometimes even, you need something, you know. Sometimes you say, well, I don't know what they're talking about. Don't worry about it. All you got to do is say yes to the Lord. You just say yes. And some of you, the Lord's been tugging at your heart, and you don't know why. So I want all the young people, and even those who are young at heart, like myself, I want all the young people to say, I'm saying yes. And if you are, I want you right here. Because the Lord said, he'll pray for you today. Something is going to happen. And you know, last week we heard about the gifts of the Spirit and all of that. I want all the young people that are in the church, you come and stay right here. Let's pray, because something is, don't be afraid. Some of you are saying, well, I don't know. Does it mean that, you know, I won't go to party anymore? This is what people are always scared. Does it mean I won't have a boyfriend? Does it mean I won't have a girlfriend? You know, I'm reading some of their minds. You know, does it mean I won't go to party anymore? Don't worry about that. We're talking about Jesus moving upon your heart. We're talking about something new happening in your life. Hallelujah. Some of you have been coming to church for a long time. Some of you were born in the church. You're actually born in the church. Samuel, he was practically, his mother received the word of prophecy in the church. She went home, got the boy, brought him right back to the church. And he was living there, altar boy, sleeping on the altar, everything. You know, but he didn't know the Lord. He didn't know the Lord. And when the Lord called him, he ran to Eli. And the Lord called him again. He ran to Eli. And the Lord is there just waiting. And the Lord is kind of cool like that. You just wait. You can run off. The Lord's been calling some of you and you're running off to something else. Oh, he's waiting, you know. But the Lord, he gave Eli enough sense to tell the young man, say, ah, I see what's happening here. The Lord is calling you. The next time he calls you, don't run off to me. You say, here I am, Lord. That's all he wants. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, the Lord's been calling some of you, trying to run off. God called Jonah to do something. He was trying to run off. You are not running off anywhere. God's going to get you. If he has to put you in the belly of that whale, you're going to do that thing. Hallelujah. But isn't it wonderful if you just say yes? Why do you want to go to the belly of the whale for? Just say yes already. Praise God. Now, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain coming. I see the handwriting that said, let the heavens drop down. Let the skies pour down righteousness. I want you to come in closer. Come in closer. Let's fill up this place. Come on in. Come in from the aisles. Let's fill up this place. It's remarkable and it's significant that on this day, as we celebrate the anniversary of GMI Church, we're coming right back to why GMI Church came into view in the first place. It's not about us just coming to church and playing church here. It's about salvation for the multitudes. That's why it's called Gospel Missions International. It is about us taking this gospel. It's about us saying, yes, Lord. And I tell you something too. When we started, it was in the high schools. We went to the high schools because we knew that God wants the young people. Now, you young people, especially high school, college, and whatever, and those of you young in heart, I want you to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I want you to begin to pray. Begin to pray. I want an old-fashioned prayer meeting in here today. If you want to go down on your knees, if you want to stand up, if you want to holler, if you want to roar, I want you to say, Lord, let the heavens drop down. Let the skies fall down. I'm opening my mouth wide, and I want to receive of the Lord. I want to be a witness. I want to be a witness, Lord. I want to be your witness, Lord. I want to be your witness, Lord. This world is dying. This world is groping in darkness. Let me be a reflection of your love. And it shall come to pass, saith the Lord, that in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. But the ones for the children of God will be different. The young men and the young ladies will begin to prophesy. And you young ladies in the church, I don't want you to think that you have to play second fiddle. There is no second fiddle here. The young men and the young women together upon my servants, handmaids, everything. In those days will I pour up of my spirit. God is not separating. Put the men over here. Relegate the women over there so they won't do nothing. The Spirit of the Lord, when he falls upon you, you may be a woman in the natural, he turns you into a son of God. Begin to pray. Lord, send down revival. Send down revival upon the youth that are in this church and upon everyone that's opening up to you and crying for it today. Send down revival. And how many of you, the Lord said, as you ask you, saw the glory of God in his last revival? Some of you saw it. I saw it. The Lord says, you've seen nothing yet. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. And in this place will I send out righteousness. I will rain down salvation. The rivers will heal the fishes. Everywhere they go, there will be a great multitude of fish. Hallelujah. Lord, I say yes. The Holy Spirit, the great enabler, it is he that worketh in you both to will and to perform of his good pleasure. According to Philippians 2 and 13, the Lord will make you willing in the day of his power. I pray for everyone that's in the sound of within the sound of my voice today, whether you are physically here or you are watching, the fire of God will stir up something inside of you. Hallelujah. And together, the Bible says, let together the heavens, the skies, the earth, together, let them spring forth righteousness. And blessed are those who go forth with tears of faith. They shall return with a harvesting of joy, saith the Lord. Your tears of faith, as you bear the precious seed, God will bring back a harvest of joy. The joy that has been withered from the sons of men will return as God pours down righteousness and salvation again. There will be salvation in your families. There's coming a time, ladies and gentlemen, if you come in, you come into this place, you won't have place to stay. People will be coming off the streets. If you come late, you're going to miss something great. Because the Holy Spirit will be moving. Now, some of us come to church, we can't wait to leave. As soon as you come, you're already looking at your time. The days are coming, saith the Lord, in the which the Lord will pour down righteousness, in the which your heart will be on fire. Every time you step through these doors, and when you come out of these doors and go, you're still on fire. Nobody will be able to shut you up. You go into the schools, you go into your businesses, you even go into the prisons, you go everywhere, and they can't shut you up. This is the generation that is going to see the coming of righteousness, the coming of salvation, like never before. In the name of Jesus. I want you to say after me. We're going to echo what God said in this verse. Hallelujah. Drop down, ye heavens. Say it with me. From above. And let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up. And let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. The Lord has already done it. He's just looking for some people. He didn't say, I, the Lord, will create it. He said, I, the Lord, have created it. He's just looking for some people that will stand up and say, yes, Lord. We have not been praying this scripture. And the Lord told me to tell you, it is time to start praying this scripture. Let the heavens drop down. Let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up. Let them, both the heavens, the skies, and the earth, let them bring forth righteousness together. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord has some powerful angels to assist us. Yeah. They will too. But we're going to be on the forefront. A time for the angel to preach the everlasting gospel is coming. But right now, it's our time. Amen. Everybody say, it's our time. It is our time to give a witness. David said, forsake me not, Lord, O Lord, until I have shown thy glory to this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. And I pray that prayer. You know, some people think I'm getting old. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just starting. Praise God. Because the Lord promised, he said, did you see it in the former glory? I said, yeah. He said, well then, you haven't seen anything yet. I'm going to bring the glory of this latter house. It's going to be the heavens dropping down. In fact, God is going to the Lord is going to open some eyes in here today. You begin to see even the heavens drop down. Hallelujah. It'll be like rain. You begin to see, but it won't be rain. You won't be wet, but you'll be soaking wet. You know, because the Lord already showed it. And it's coming. And he said, again, open your mouth wide and I will feel it. Hallelujah. Now, there are some younger people in this church. Not so young. They're not like the kids. And not as old as some of us. They're kind of like in that group there somewhere. You know. And sometimes You know, it's like, where do we belong? I tell you, it is your time. Amen. It is your time. Hallelujah. It's time for you to step up. Glory to God. Now, will you step up? Praise God. It is time for everyone to step up now. Because the time is short. The Lord said, you know, time no longer. No more delay. Let the heavens begin to drop for now. Raise your hands and begin to pray. If you can pray in the spirit, go ahead and do it. Begin to pray. I want an old-fashioned prayer meeting for the next few minutes. Just pray that the Lord, He will do this thing. The Lord will do this thing. Randish Karoba Hasen Lima Kantoria. Rianda Labo Shikendi Maskoria Laba. The young people that are hearing my voice, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Rekabo Shatari Labahasu. Rondia Makahaila Masandima. Pastor John, come up here. The Lord has put the anointing upon you to evangelize. And we need to mobilize to evangelize. So I am going to ask him to pray. We need a shift in the attitude. We want people to come to church early and begin to pray. We don't want you to stroll into the church anymore. We want you to go out of the church and begin to testify.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this hour. We thank you, Lord, for this day. And we thank you, Lord, for this period and generation. Thank you, Lord, for this revival time. Thank you, Lord, because you are probably a quick, short, powerful move. Before you come again, O Lord. Father, we ask, O Lord, for Holy Ghost power to come down. For that is the secret of the revival. When people are on fire, they are identified by their fruits. They are identified by the zeal of the Lord. That the zeal of the Lord will consume every one of us. Lord, the fruit will be seen in us in the name of Jesus. The fruit will be seen by day and by night. In our homes, our community, in our workplace, in our schools. Father, spirit of shame we give place. Spirit of boldness in the name of Jesus. The spirit of shyness will give way. The spirit, O Lord Jesus, to declare the word of God without fear or favor. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let there be an awakening, O God. Let there be divine visitation upon every one of us, O God. My Lord, if there be anyone that is not genuinely saved, but have been playing church, just coming around because my friend invited me. My sister invited me. And that is why you are here. Thus saith the Lord, you must know me. And if you do not know me, it is the enemy that is working you, saith the Lord God Almighty. In other words, you need to know the Lord Jesus. You need to have personal relationship with Jesus. That why it's fundamental. Otherwise, on what is the Spirit coming upon? It's coming to come upon fertile ground. May your heart be fertile ground for the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. It is not so much in the talking, but so much in responding to the Spirit of the Lord God. The Spirit of God will speak to you. Let me tell you a short story of a congregation. A man of God told his congregation that, look, next Sunday, you are all going to know how to hear the voice of God. Next Sunday, you are all going to know how to hear the voice of God. And so they were very enthusiastic. And the Sunday came, and everybody came. And now they were just listening, waiting. Maybe there will be one trumpet sound somewhere, God speaking. But the man told them, look, God has been speaking to you all the while, but you have never recognized. He speaks to you in the still small voice, the promptings of the Spirit, and you have not been obeying. And you want to hear the voice of God? But he's been speaking all the while. He's speaking even now. But will you obey me, said the Lord? The Lord has been speaking and still speak. May the Lord grant each and every one of us grace to respond to his bidding and to his call and to his prompting in the name of Jesus. It's beyond just coming here. When we're growing up and when we had this revival, it was more like something abominable to think of a Sunday kind of thing. We don't dream of something like that. In the Orthodox Church, it was Sunday. But when revival came, we now have midweek services, now have Bible studies, now have prayer meetings. But alas, Sunday mercy has come back. It aches me and pains me. May the Lord change. May there be a paradigm shift in the name of Jesus. Especially to the youth. The energy house of the church. May the Lord visit you in dreams and visions. And may you respond like Samuel of old in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. I want you to go back to your seats. And those that truly want salvation for the first time, stay right here. Don't be ashamed. We're going to pray for you. And if you're not sure that you're truly saved, you've been going to church, salvation must start with you. The power that God wants to release upon you, he's got to start with you. And I announce it also to those, we thank God in the church, there's nobody standing here, so let's assume everybody gave their lives to Christ. But those who are listening, you haven't given your life to Christ, that's where it's got to start. Something significant and extraordinary is about to start, and it's going to happen and start with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.